Welcome to the National Awakening Conference call. My name is Marlon Sharp. I'm the National Field Director for STAND, and here's your host, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
All right. Thank you so much, Marlon. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Our apologies. We didn't get the notices that we normally get out because we found out just before sending out the first notice that it looked like Lieutenant Governor Winston Sears, who we thought we were going to have as our guest for the session, was called back into session by the Democrats. So they pulled a quick one on us. And the quick one that they pulled on us is to get her back in session so that she can't be out on the campaign trail. And we don't know how long that's going to last. It's a dirty trick, frankly, but, you know, one should expect dirty tricks of people who really don't have any kind of moral foundation at all. I mean, the only thing that matters to them is power, and they'll do whatever they think they need to do in order to get it and keep it. And that's exactly what they're doing. So, look, I got a couple of things I want to bring up, but I mainly want to pray for the Commonwealth of Virginia and pray for our country, given the things that we see going on in the country. And then after I've prayed, I'm going to open it up for your questions and comments. And frankly, any prayers that you all want to add, because we're a week from the election now. I don't think there's any strategy you and I can come up with. We need the supernatural intervention of God in order to pull this out, because right now it does not appear that the J. Jones scandal has changed things significantly in terms of Winsome's prospects. Now, she did surge a little bit, but it seems like the real clear average of politics has her back to about seven down. I don't know what's going to happen with the lieutenant governor's race. John Reed may pull it out. I'm not voting for him, but you know he might pull it out. So it'd be a win for Republicans at least. But I think J.C. Meares will win. I think he will win. I'm predicting a win for Winsome, believing God for a win for Winsome by 1 point, and that these polls simply cannot be trusted. So we got to run right through the finish line. The Stand America, Stand Virginia PAC is running ads in the Hampton Roads area urging Christians to get out and vote for her, vote for Winsome Sears, and for, of course, the other two candidates that I've endorsed, which is Jason Meares and John Curran. So that's where we are. I'm going to say a word of prayer in behalf of our country and the Commonwealth, and then I'm going to open it up for your comments, your questions, or your prayers if you want to add them in. And since we're very late in getting our notice out, we're going to probably run this for about half an hour and then close it out unless, again, the Holy Spirit says something different and things really heat up and there's some things that we really need to address. So first of all, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come once again 1 week before an historic election in Virginia. And Lord, I call this election historic because we are at this point, after having 4 years of a conservative and Christian governor, we are at this point on the precipice of perhaps having both houses of the legislature and the governorship and the lieutenant governorship and maybe the attorney general. That seems less likely. But all held by godless, amoral, Marxist, socialists, and we might as well call them communists because that's really what they've become. They will wreck the Commonwealth of Virginia. They will seek to undermine the moral underpinnings of Virginia. They will seek to overthrow and discredit Virginia's critical contribution to the founding of this country through George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and James Madison and James Monroe and on and on it go and George Mason. And so, Lord, we're looking at a historic change in Virginia if this election goes badly, from which, in the natural at least, we might never recover. And so we're asking you to intervene. We're asking for divine intervention. I think human beings have really messed this whole thing up in a variety of ways. Somehow we ended up with John Reed as the nominee for lieutenant governor. For some reason, we've had some serious problems in terms of some of the people that should presumably have been helping Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, and in some ways have not helped her at all. The Republican Party has been a zero factor in this whole process. There's been plenty of human error here, but we're asking for divine grace, not because we deserve it, but because we simply need it. Lord, we're asking you to quicken the hearts of Christians all over the Commonwealth of Virginia to get out and vote, and not to vote race and not to vote party, but to vote their Christian values, to not get caught up in the hype, but to really vote based upon principle. And we know that Winsome Sears is a godly woman. She is a patriot. She served this country in the United States Marine Corps. She is a businesswoman, and she's a proven political winner. She's run two races. She won both. And Lord, that's why I believe she can never be counted out, that we could end up with an upset victory on next Tuesday. And that's what I'm asking for right now in the name of Jesus, for your supernatural intervention to give Winsome an upset victory that defies all the polling data we've seen from the very beginning, because there's no poll that's ever had Winsome Sears leading. There have been those that have shown her close within the margin of error, but none that have shown her leading. And we're asking you, Lord, to overturn all of that and to put Winsome Sears in as governor, so that at the very least she'll have a veto over the terrible things that this legislature will propose and impose upon the people of Virginia. And we pray, Father God, for John Curran. He is running a write-in campaign, but he is a godly man. He is conservative. He believes in the values that we hold dear, but he didn't manage to get on the ballot for whatever reason. And he really needs us to step up. If every person who goes to the polls to vote for Winsome votes for John Curran, he could win. He could pull it out. If every Christian who votes for Winsome and votes for Jason Meares votes for John Curran, he could win. Lord God, we're asking you for a miracle. There's just no other way to put it. We're asking you for a miracle. And we pray that with Jason Meares, he's in the lead right now by about 3 points. We pray that that lead will hold. I read an article in one of the rags that I don't have a whole lot of confidence in, but nevertheless, what they were reporting, and a lot of people still do read the New York Times, but what they were reporting was that the question is not whether Abigail Spanberger is going to win. The question is whether she can pull Jason Jones across the finish line along with her other two running mates. And, Lord, I pray that Abigail Spanberger loses and that the people on her side loses, because they all represent reprobate minds. They're all people of depravity and degeneracy. When the attorney general is a candidate for the Democrat side is musing about the deaths of Todd Gilbert's children, there's no apology he can give, Lord God, that can ever erase that. Although we can personally forgive him, nothing he says should ever convince anybody that a person who thinks that way should be the top law enforcement officer of the Commonwealth of Virginia. I mean, the very idea, Lord, is preposterous, because a person who is fantasizing about killing somebody's children, he's the last person in the world we want presiding over the law enforcement apparatus of our state. So, Lord, we're asking you to move in a mighty way. Move upon every Christian. I know when I ran, I would get frustrated by, you know, these people in various leadership roles in church, not just in church, but in various leadership roles, who say, I don't get involved in the politics. I don't vote. I don't bother. And, Lord, our very liberties and rights are at stake when the wrong people get elected. Your word says it. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. When the wicked rule, the people mourn. And, Lord, we want to rejoice at the end of the election day and the end of when the votes are all counted. We, your people, want to rejoice not mourn here for Virginia. I've often said that George Washington must be looking over the balcony of heaven, shaking his head, saying, "What have they done to my beloved Virginia?" Well, Lord God, we want to make George Washington proud. We want to gratify him and let him know we haven't forgotten what you've given to us and we haven't forgotten what you said to us. George Washington said, "All we can do is lift up a standard to which good and honest men can repair. The rest is in the hands of God." Well, Lord, help us to at least do that. I mean, no compromise, no backing down, no backing off, no giving in, but running all the way through the finish line. So Lord, we commit the Commonwealth of Virginia into your loving care. We're believing for victory, but help us to remember, Lord God, the race is not to the swift or to the strong, but to he that endures unto the end, that no matter which way things go politically, we've got to keep our eyes on the prize. And the true prize is standing up for the righteousness of Almighty God, and for the principles of your word, and for our Constitution, and for the great traditions bequeathed to us by our founding fathers, and for the institutions that make America the greatest nation on earth. No matter what happens, but to continue standing up, to not give in, to not succumb to despair, to not roll over and lay down and crawl into a fetal position and say, "Woe is me," but to rather regroup, retool, and reinvigorate ourselves for the fight ahead. Lord, I've been saying since President Trump was reelected, we better not ever think that because President Trump has been reelected, all is well now, we can relax. And Lord, we're seeing that we can't. And so we pray for President Trump because they're still fighting him on every quarter. They're even using now the White House ballroom as a way to attack him and claim he's doing something wrong. And the White House has been renovated many times by many different presidents, and the president is doing this without any taxpayer dollars. We should all be elated that it's an improvement on the White House, and it will allow the White House to give larger events without having to go outside, which makes it more secure for the president and his guests. This is a good thing, not something for people to act like he's doing the worst thing in the world. And you can't add on without tearing away. And so this idea that somehow he's destroying the White House is just, Lord, it's deranged. These people just hate President Trump so much that there's nothing he can do that they will ever accept. Everything he does from their perspective is evil. And the real evil is in their own hearts, their hearts of darkness and hatred that have them focused on him, wanting bad things to happen to him, wanting bad things to happen to those who support him, to those around him, because they're not even decrying the violence that is being perpetrated against ICE agents and the threats that are being put out, this the bounty put out on the head of Pam Bondi, Attorney General of the United States recently. And no one, the Democrats are not decrying this. They're not speaking out. They're not saying, "Listen, we don't support violence in any way. We want everybody who supports us to know that's not the way, and you will not have our support in any way." Instead, they wink at it. They nod at it. And so, Lord God, may confusion come into their camp so that all the nefarious and wicked plots and plans that they come up with crash in on their own heads. Let the pits that they've dug for us and others, may they fall into the pits themselves and suffer the consequences of their own wickedness. And Lord God, we're just believing you for victory for our country. And victory for this Commonwealth, Lord God, and the great traditions that have been given to us are preserved, the traditions that made this the greatest nation in the history of mankind. So bless each one of us. Help us to do our part, Lord, not just voting, but actively supporting. We're running ads in behalf of Winsome and Jason and John Curran, and we pray that those ads will reach Christians and quicken and enliven them and cause them to get out to the polls if they hadn't planned to, or maybe they've been discouraged, but they now are encouraged to, you know what, let me get out and vote at the very least. Let me get out and cast my ballot. Those people who got angry over the nomination of John Reed and said they weren't going to vote at all, let them have a second thought and say, well, just because I don't want to vote for John Reed doesn't mean I shouldn't be voting for the other candidates. So, Father God, we just commit this election and we commit our great country into your hands. And then, Father, finally, I pray for unity in America based upon principle. There are people who are so set on dividing us by the superficial outward appearance of race. And it is just a superficial outward appearance because we know that there's really no such thing as races. There's only one race, the human race. But demographics and culture and all of this has led people to think of human beings as in different racial groups. But that's really the myth. That's really the social construct. The reality is we're all human beings, all created in the image of God, and we all have different physiological characteristics based upon our ancestry and what part of the world they lived in or came from and that kind of thing. But Lord God, in reality, there's really just one race, the human race. And the real division in the earth is those who know and love you and those who don't. And so, Father God, those who don't tend to hate those who do. You said that they would because, Jesus, you said they hated you first. But those who know and love you don't hate anybody because we know that you love them even when they don't want you or want to serve you. And so we love them even though they're against us and they hate us. And we pray for them. We pray not for their empowerment, but we do pray for their salvation because that's what they need. They don't need power. Power will only corrupt them further. What they really need is repentance and humility and the forgiveness of God in their lives. That's what they really need. So we do pray for that, Lord God, for all of them, from the top officials down to the worker bees. We pray for all of them to come to a revelation of who you are and what you've done and what you're trying to do in their lives. And Lord, when they get that, they'll have a different vision and picture of America. They'll see America as a providential nation and a gift from Almighty God that deserves to be preserved. So, Father, we commit this whole racial division into your hands. This man in Chicago talking about using illegal aliens is the equivalent of calling a black person a slave, which is just completely preposterous. But this is what they do. They say ICE agents are rounding up brown and black people. ICE agents are rounding up illegal aliens, and the illegal aliens come from all over the globe. Only 14% of the people on the globe are European people, so it only stands to reason most of the people they're going to round up will not be European people. But Lord, we want them to round up all the illegal aliens, and it doesn't matter where they've come from, whether they've come from Africa or England. It doesn't matter. If they're not here legally, they've got to go. And so, Father God, help us to transcend all this divisive nonsense that the left continues to promote on every side in every way they can to convince us that America is a systemically racist place and an evil place and a bad place, when in fact this is the greatest place of opportunity for anybody who is looking to fulfill their God-given gifts and talents and abilities. There's no better place on earth to do it, regardless of the color of your skin. And Lord, we know this is something you've given us that is very much worth preserving, and that's what we're fighting to do. So Lord, give us mercy. Show us grace. We haven't earned it, don't deserve it, but we're asking you for it because we love you, and we love this great country you've given us, and we love the Commonwealth of Virginia. And we don't want to surrender it to the likes of Karl Marx and his minions. So, Father, we're believing you for victory. You say we are more than conquerors because you loved us. We believe that, and we receive that by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Well, I know that was a lengthy prayer, but there's a lot to cover. So instead of me going into any further comments, let me just open up the lines and say, if anybody has a thought, you have a prayer, you have a comment, a question, a word of encouragement, feel free. So let's go right to the calls. I see we've got Jim Wright on. Let's go to Jim.
Bishop, Jim Wright here.
Hey, brother.
Thanks for that prayer. That was quite a prayer covering everything. I want to touch on this election here in this respect. If we happen to lose control of the House here in Virginia, then they have to vote again. And what they're trying to do is jam it through to vote again. They've already voted this year to put the abortion amendment forward and the homosexual amendment forward. So they have to vote again. Right now, planning to do that in May before the election in June. So if they can jam it through. This is one area I've read this morning that they may get caught up on because they have 1 year. They have to go from session to session. So that's a prayer that at least, even if we lose control, that we can stop them. My hope then, prayer is your prayer, is that we control the House. Comes down to the House. And number two, touching on the abortion issue, right now, folks, Virginia right now has Roe versus Wade in terms of its law. So you can abort up to the second trimester and to the third trimester with three doctors' opinion. Did you know that? So we have Roe right now in Virginia. And what they're going to put in place is you can terminate that pregnancy up to birth. So we're already the capital of abortion in the South, folks. Right now, Virginia, people are coming to Virginia to have abortions from Tennessee and all around because we are killing babies every day.
Wow. Well, Jim, you're right. We've got to pray for the legislature and that we will not lose control, or that we'll gain control of the House, because we don't have it right now, but that we'll gain control of the House. That's why this gubernatorial election is so important, because we need somebody who can veto the stuff that they're going to try to put forward. And I don't know whether that will affect the constitutional amendments that they're trying to put forward or not. But we just need every stopgap measure that we can to really put the stops on these people. So, Jim, thank you so much for pointing that out. If anybody knows, in fact, Jim, if you're still there, what is it there? Because I know about the abortion amendment. What is it they're trying to put forward with regard to homosexuality? Are they trying to do a constitutional amendment with regard to same-sex marriage, isn't it? I think, same-sex marriage.
Here's the reason for that. The reason I'm going to take that out is there's a good chance, folks, I believe that the Supreme Court's going to overturn Obergefell from 15.
Yep.
Yeah, Obergefell. Now, that's the reason is, so right now, the law of the land is for gay marriage, but there's at least three justices. We need four. You may see this pop up here in the next few months where they try to strike it down just like they did with Roe. Roe should never have been passed in 73, and no should gay marriage been passed in 15. That's the problem. So if they want to take it out of the Constitution of Virginia, which denies it today, so that if it's overturned on the national level, and it won't be here in Virginia. So that's the reason that the gays want it out.
Okay, so folks, we have got some very, very serious issues that we are facing right here in Virginia. And look, we know what the game is. They want to take the whole country, okay? And they'll do it state by state, but they want the whole country to look like California, Illinois, Massachusetts, Vermont. This is what they want for the entire nation. And if they can do it state by state, they will. I mean, they've got a real stronghold in Georgia, which was once one of the most conservative states in the country. Virginia has been too, and they've got a real toehold here. And we just got to fight them hill to hill, foxhole to foxhole, We've got to be prepared to just engage in real spiritual urban warfare, rural too, for that matter, on every single one of these issues. We just simply cannot let up, and we cannot back up at all. So, and with this game they pulled now pulling Winsome off the campaign trail, they got up in the legislature. There's no other reason they've done that other than to try to just basically drive the nail in the coffin, see if they can't use this as one of the means of defeating Winsome. That's all. That's all this is about. So these folks, they don't know the meaning of honor, integrity, decency, fair play, that is not in their vocabulary. By any means necessary, that's the way they work. That's the way they think, by any means necessary. That's why we need the supernatural power of God to intervene on our behalf. While we do everything we can, we have to ask God to add his super to our natural so we get supernatural results. Okay, well, look, again, my apologies. It's not Winston Sears' fault. It's not our fault. It's really the Democrats' fault that they pulled her away. And so I want to come on and let you all know that that had happened and pray for where we are, because we won't have a call next week, because next week will be election day. And we'll be doing whatever the last minute things are we can get people, we can do to get people out. So I know not all of you are from Virginia. In fact, I think, I don't know what the percentage is today, but it's usually about a third are from Virginia. But because we in Virginia need to encourage everybody we know to get out and vote. And by the way, folks, I'm not with fussing with anybody about the whole lieutenant governor's race at all. I'm saying get out and vote. You follow your conscience. We all have to answer to God for ourselves. But make sure you get out and vote. Don't sit it out because you're disgusted about anything or anybody. Get out there and vote. There's people mad with me because I endorsed John Curran. I mean, we got bigger fish to fry than being mad with me over that. we need to try to make sure that we take the House and get the governorship and get the Attorney General's office, because the reality is the Lieutenant Governor's office is only important when the hold on the legislature is very, very close and the Lieutenant Governor has to cast a tie-breaking vote. We don't have a strong Lieutenant Governor here in Virginia. It's the least important of the three, other than for the tie-breaking vote, frankly. But the Attorney General is big. I mean, that's a very powerful office. Last time I checked, he had over 300 lawyers working for him. He is the person who is bringing lawsuits in behalf of our state and defending our people's constitutional rights and liberties. I mean, that is a critical, critical role in the governor. Of course, even when they control the legislature, the governor can block some of the dumb stuff that they're trying to do. It's staggering to think that Governor Youngkin vetoed over 300 pieces of legislation. 300. I mean, that tells you where they're going if they have the right governor in office. That tells you where they're going. They are going to fundamentally transform Virginia. And I don't know whether Virginia will. In the natural, Virginia couldn't recover. By the grace of God, we can. I believe. I just believe by the grace of God, we can. Arkansas was once controlled by liberals, and Arkansas is now solidly conservative. So if they could do it in Arkansas, we can do it here in Virginia. But if they win this round, I don't know how long it's going to take for us to get it back. Let's put it that way. All right, well, listen, unless there are more questions or comments, we're going to call it.
Bishop?
Yes. Yes.
Yep. I just wanted to say I'm going to spend as much of my time on Tuesday as possible campaigning at our local precinct, and I encourage anybody who's available on Tuesday to do that. We need all the help we can get. So if you have time and can get out and actually campaign at your local precinct or somewhere in your local area that you can turn a few votes, maybe some undecideds that haven't figured out what to do yet. Really put the time to good use.
Excellent, excellent counsel. And as I said, we're running a couple $1,000s of ads in the Hampton Roads area trying to make sure, on Christian stations, trying to make sure that Christians turn out. So we're certainly going to be doing our part. Leading right up to the election. Like I said, we're running right through the finish line. We've been held back a little bit by other things that have been on our plate, but we still wanted to do something to try to get our ticket elected. So, yeah, thank you for reminding us of that the importance of getting out there. I usually visit a number of polls on election day and just – encourage all the people who are working on the polls and that kind of thing. So, yeah, anything you can do. But most importantly, of course, make sure you get out and vote. As a matter of fact, I'm planning to vote today because I didn't want to wait until election day. So I'm planning. I wanted to vote yesterday and things got in the way, but I'm planning to vote today. So, If you haven't voted yet, get out there and vote. In Virginia, I'm talking about, get out there and vote as soon as you can. Let's bring this thing home. Let's bring it home. I think I am confident it can be done in spite of what the polls are saying. But like I said, we just need divine intervention. So as always, folks, stand up, step up, speak up, and refuse to back up, because we cannot be defeated if we will not quit, because we're on God's side. God bless everybody.